T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rubber match today on The Fan, or tonight, I should say, 8:10 first pitch between the Pirates and Padres. JT Brubaker goes to the mound for the Bucks as they look to take 2 of 3 from San Diego. That's your headline. Let's talk to Greg Brown, brought to you by Community Bank, moving forward, building a stronger community. Greg, are you aware of the fact that Mueller ruined the Tyler Anderson no-hitter on Monday night?
How'd he do it?
Pretty simply, Greg. I just decided I would tweet in the start of the 7th inning that Tyler Anderson had a no-hitter going in those explicit terms, and then he did not record an out for the next 10 minutes or so.
I guess the next question is, why would you do it?
I like to watch the world burn.
Chris doesn't believe in no-hitter jinxes.
That's true.
That's his problem. I mean, it's so obvious that he ruined the no-hitter.
Why does Greg Brown believe in no-hitter jinxes?
I don't.
Oh. Well, then why don't you talk about him on the air?
Because I think it's just an unwritten rule over the years by most broadcasters. I know there's some that don't abide by it, but I do. I think I'm a guy that likes some tradition. I know you guys hate tradition.
Oh, no, no. Don't put words in our mouth, Greg.
Yeah.
No.
Most traditional things, you just don't care for it. You think it's old and stodgy, and I get it. But in this case, I accept it as a kind of a right of baseball broadcasters over the years to avoid, if you can, talking about it. And it
but
really
does the flip side apply?
TV, to... I might say, by the way, let me just
does the flip side apply? Like if a no-hitter is being thrown against the Pirates, you will take great pains, right? I feel like I've heard this, to mention that a no-hitter is being thrown to will it into not happening anymore.
Absolutely. Sure. Do what you can to break up the no-hitter.
I like that one better. Including, that one's way more my speed.
Including leaning into a pitch to get first base like Tabata did against
that
Scherzer.
That broke up a perfect game.
Although, Greg, that goes against unwritten rules of baseball, doesn't it? You're not supposed to break up a no-hitter that way.
Well, yeah, I mean, that,
or perfect game
too. I mean, yeah, there are some things. There are some unwritten rules that do go on in sports, and in baseball maybe has more than most sports. Mm-hmm. And that is apparently one of them, that you shouldn't do that. I'm not a player, so I don't know. I've always said that's why I wish they would allow the players to police themselves. It's their game. They know what's going on. We're not on the field. We're not in the dugout. We're not in the clubhouses. And so if they believe that it's a wrong thing to do, then I guess that's the way it is. Again, it's their game. I'm here just to watch it.
You know, I got reprimanded and called into the principal's office for not talking about a no-hitter on radio when I was in Buffalo.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I got yelled at. I got chastised. They said,
"Wait, Pony, what are the quick details here of this story?"
My boss said, "My boss said you're on radio. No one can see the box score. If you act like that, no one knows that a no-hitter is going on. Even if you have subtle hints or cues that there's one going on, that your audience can't always read between those lines, and you need to come right out and say when you're on radio because they can't see the box score after every half inning." That there's a no-hitter going on. That's what I was told. That's what I got reprimanded for.
What are the semantics, though? Like, if you say so-and-so has not yet given up a hit, you didn't say no-hitter in that situation.
But that's kind of putting the jinx on him.
Well, see, I didn't think
I wonder
so.
If, do, I wonder if you and I worked at the same station. Could that have been the same boss? I know that was many, many years after I left, but I'm wondering because I would get reprimanded on occasion for other things. But, well, that's interesting.
Greg, what do you think of that, though, the radio versus TV thing? You buy that? Should I have had a good rebuttal ready to go there?
Well, it's easier. You know, I was on TV the other night, so it was way easier for me not to say it. And, the director was smart, kept showing the scoreboard that showed no hits. And then, of course, when we're coming back from a commercial, when we're going to a commercial at the end of a half an inning, the graphic is always up there, the runs, hits, and errors, line score. And you can obviously see that. So there's no reason, to say it. It is more difficult and more challenging on radio, but there are ways to get around it. And, it's part of the fun. It's part of the lore of the great game of baseball for me. I love that challenge. I love having to say, all the hits belong to the Pirates. If you look across that line score under the RHO, it says, 3-5 and 0 for the Pirates, 0-0-1 for the Padres. Just little things like that. It's just fun. It's different. Baseball is a long season. When you get an opportunity like that to have some fun and challenge yourself, man, I'm all for it.
Did you ever feel, I know you don't believe in the jinxes, but did you ever, in your mind, have a situation where you felt like you slipped up and mentioned it by accident and then it actually got broken up shortly thereafter?
No, but I will say, because Bob Walk is so obsessed with it, he's gotten to the point where he's made me skittish. Like last night, I hesitated to mention Rich Rodriguez's scoreless inning streak.
Mm-hmm.
So Bob entered the back of my mind, even though he was on radio with Joe. I was on with John. But I went ahead and did it anyway and talked about the control. And lo and behold, and this doesn't happen very often, but it's certainly magnified and you think about it much more when it does happen. So it's fresh in your mind. As soon as I said it, and his impeccable control and how quickly he gets out. He'd gotten the first out, I think, on the first or second pitch in the bottom of the ninth. And I mentioned to John, what's really truly incredible, he used to throw those high fastballs, get a lot of strikeouts, but now ball being put in play and it quick out. Ball one, ball two, ball three. He went to 3-0 as soon as I said it. He did come back, get it to 3-2, and get the next guy to, I think, pop out. But you go back and forth, and I wrestle with that in my mind because I know how serious many players and fans. Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
I mean, you guys know you're on the social media, and I get crushed by some if I happen to. Way to go, Brown.
Yeah.
You ruined Rich Rod's, scoreless inning streak. Nice job.
Mm.
Greg, are you aware that Rich Rod, I guess Joe Block said it, has retired. He retired 27 straight batters, which was the first time that had happened since 1974 for a Pirates pitcher. Would you consider that
game.
A streak that you had to honor from game to game like that?
Well, see, I haven't been, and not because of jinxes or whatnot. Mm-hmm. I there's some stats that to me are, and we had so many. We have so many venues now. We actually have a service that AT&T is gracious enough to pay for. That they have researchers assigned to us.
Wow.
During the game, and so when something comes up, Joe and I and the associate producer at AT&T are in constant contact with this one person each game. And we're asking them questions, when was last time this happened? Bang. They give us that information. How about this? Blah, blah, blah. So, but it's not because of a jinx. It's just because there's so much stuff that I've got a one-track mind and don't have.
I call those home scoreboard stats, Brownie. Like when you'd see about a Pirates hitter who's only hitting .210 on the year, but if you're at PNC Park on the scoreboard, it somehow says they're hitting .450 in their last 15 at-bats against pitchers whose name begins with P or something like that.
Yeah,
those
are
my favorite ones in baseball.
In my mind, you have to parse that information. For example, you see some of these game notes. It'll say a note that is hitting .330 over his last 21 games. Well, his season average is .340.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what good is that?
Yeah.
So and that takes time. And so for me, I'm really trying to if I can keep my focus on the field. But so it had nothing to do with the jinx that I didn't bring that up every time Rich Rod came to the mound.
Greg Brown brought to you by Greenewalt Roofing. They're more than great roofs. What did you like about Mitch Keller last night?
Well, you know, I'm fascinated by it because I don't go deep in weeds when it comes to arm angles and delivery and all that stuff. And but the fact that he almost completely decided to abandon his slider was interesting, and it's something that John talked about, I think, his last start. He's, you know, I would love to see Keller one of these days come out there and have a Stephen Brault-type start when Brault, you know, a couple of years ago in Denver threw 69 consecutive fastballs to start the ball game, and was shutting out the Rockies with those fastballs. And he said that, and lo and behold, now whether, you know, Keller heard about it or others, I don't know, maybe it's coincidental, but he kind of pitched like Wehner had suggested. Mm-hmm. He went out there, was a very aggressive with his fastball. Oh, and Rock has also been talking about, and Michael McHenry talked about it during the pregame yesterday, the fastball command has priority number one with Mitch Keller. He sprays that fastball all over the place at times. Well, once he established that he could throw that pitch for strikes, he not only pitched on the outer third, but the inner third of the plate. So he opened up an entire plate, a new galaxy for him, essentially. And as Wehner pointed out, it doesn't mean when you say pitch inside that you have to back the guy off the plate entirely. It doesn't even mean you have to hit the inner black to the right-handed hitter. But if you pitch to the inner third of that plate, then your other stuff, a fastball away. He did throw a dozen curveballs, a couple changeups. It just makes them aware they can't sit there and just look outer half. They have to be aware of the entire plate. And I thought he executed that with Stallings almost to perfection. It's a great step forward for him. We keep saying that. I just hope that he gains that. He takes that confidence to his next start and realizes, and Blass used to say this all the time, at some point in your major league career, you have to find out if your stuff is good enough. Trust your stuff. Am I good enough? Let's go. Quit nibbling. Let's go attack these guys. And he did that.
Greg Brown, check him out. Are you on TV again tonight, Greg?
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll be watching. See if there's another no-hitter brewing.
Yeah, thanks, guy. And Pony, I'll tell Anderson that you messed up his no-no. Good job.
No, it was Mueller. It wasn't me.
Oh, it was Mueller. I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry about that. You guys were... Yeah, I'm sorry about
that.
Yeah.
Don't Mueller. Say that we sound the same, because that gives us both a complex, Greg.
I was about to. I stopped myself. No, okay. Mosey. Yeah. Mosey, I'll tell Anderson that you ruined his no-no.
Tell him I said sorry.
Bye, Greg.
Yeah, I will. See you guys.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. Okay, coming up at 3 o'clock, John Clayton on Al Villanueva signing with the Ravens, and now comments from Villanueva today where it looks like he is throwing shade at Juju. We have that audio for you. It's the PM team on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.